Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Hey everyone, so this will be a really interesting show, and it's probably going to be shorter than it normally would be. I'm DJ Remedy, I'm Jen Ravasia, and here with me in the studio is my friend and sweet mate, Patrick Marge.
Hello, people.
You got to lean into the microphone a little more.
Sorry, hello, people.
Okay, wait, hang on, go for it again.
Hello, people.
Okay, I'm turning you up.
All right.
Great. So, in any case, I can't log into Spinatron currently, which means I can't play music legally. So, which kind of decimated anything that I had planned. So, I'm just going to be talking with Patrick for a while, and we'll see how this goes.
Interesting conversation time.
Yeah, I know. It's really nice. So, we're both up at 4 in the morning, yeah, which is great.
I'm doing a hard reset on my sleeping schedule. Because it's been terrible lately.
It's been, oh man, me too. I've had like not much to do, but I've been staying up anyways, which probably isn't great, but you know, it is what it is. So yeah. Patrick,
yes.
What have you been up to recently that you've been?
Well, it was Halloween weekend. Hope, how many people are listening right now?
I guess like, see, here's the thing. Without logging into Spinatron, I don't think I can check how
awesome.
Many people are listening.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know, it's so wonderful. So we're talking maybe just to each other, maybe to billions.
Yeah, I think, because there's, okay. I'll just leave that there. It's just been Halloween weekend, so that was fun. Shout out to anybody at ZBT Monster House. That was a lot of fun. After that night, I've been up for a while. I lost my voice at Monster House after having just been screaming.
You've got it back, thank God.
Ish. It's a little in and out. But it's been... I've been trying to get back into the grind of things.
Right.
Sunday was a grind, because I had to do a, I had to run a psych study in the library.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was supposed to show up for that, and then I didn't. Yeah. Well, to be fair, I had a lot of work to catch up on, because...
Work comes first.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, because I'd, been going to another party, actually, at, Arts House, which was really nice,
Shout out to Arts House.
Shout out to Arts House, I guess. Our show is just entirely shout outs for about 10 minutes and then we're going to head out.
Yeah.
And I'll kick back on the automation. But, you know, see, here's the thing. They say, like, you have to have, like, one bad show or one bad piece of art before you can start making good stuff. And, you know,
we just started out gorgeous.
Yeah, well, like, okay. See, you know, hang on. See, so we're getting it out of the way, is what it is.
Getting what out of the way? Beautiful artwork?
I mean...
Everything went swimmingly.
That's true. We are kind of the best.
We had to get the lettuce into the building.
Which honestly probably should have been my first, like, inclination that something might be amiss. But, no, we're making it work. Yeah.
So... is Dunkin' Donuts open 24 hours?
I really don't know.
Okay, we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out after the show.
A question for later, not a question for now.
See, here's the thing. I can go through and do everything that I was taught to in training, so we can read a PSA because we're supposed to. We're supposed to at some point in the show read a PSA anyways.
Very important.
So I will let you choose out of this extensive catalog.
That is a lot of responsibility.
It's the most important part of the show. It's literally the only required thing that we have currently. That and reading out the, like, WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford, but automation took care of that for us anyways, so.
Yeah, automation is a great thing until AI eventually kills everyone.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to happen.
Skynet?
It's going to happen within the next 30 years. It's pretty much a fact at this point. But we won't get into it. Let's focus on the now and not our impending doom as a society.
Right, right, of course.
I'm just looking for anything regarding winter or skiing.
Oh,
I'm on the ski. Shout out to the Tough Ski Team, by the way. I'm on the ski team. Best skier on the mountain, for sure. You can like, race me. You're not going to win.
As long as we're, like, giving, like, PR boosts. Science Fiction Fantasy Club is a really great time and you all should come down to it. I'm not biased, despite being the PR head for that club. Come on in. It's great. We watch movies.
Can we just take a second to say that this entire page is written in Comic Sans, so...
No, most of them are.
This one's not, so...
There you go. So it's already got something going for it, or maybe... Maybe
this
not.
One is.
Now it does this have Paula Deen. Yeah, so...
It's just a lot of pages.
It's a lot of pages. It's a lot of reading, and I know that, like... It's 4 in the morning and you're not expected to read at 4. We're past the PSA. So, okay. Which was your favorite? Which was your big old favorite?
About each and every single
one. No, of course.
I read all the PSAs so I could pick the best one.
If you read all of them out loud, then we could have been done by this.
I read them in my mind.
Wait, hang on. That could be our show.
I feel like there's a lot of great ideas we've had for shows.
I feel like,
because the other day, one of our friends, shout out to Bennett Brain, what a wonderful man, he was playing Zelda Breath of the Wild in the comic.
About one-third of the words out of your mouth have been shout-out.
But you gotta just give the shout-outs when they're necessary.
It's true, necessary. They're all wonderful people.
So, he was playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, and he's like a fairly big nerd and a good gamer.
Shout-out to Nintendo for Breath of the Wild.
And he... In Gerudo City, he found, like, the secret shop, which had, like, this latex outfit that had, like, a glowing, kind of, like, Mexican-style, like, skull and, like, skeleton outfit on it. So, naturally, I decided to call it the Mexican Batman outfit.
Right.
And I said we should do a playthrough where he's the one playing, but I do all the commentary as if I'm playing.
And see, okay, wait. I honestly think that's a really good idea and that you should do it.
But from the start of the game, from the first moment possible, you run to get the outfit and you play through the entire game wearing nothing but that outfit.
I feel like this is a very good idea.
And since nobody's listening, you do it. Nobody will know. There's just no record of it.
You're right. No one can steal your idea.
On that note,
immediately tomorrow.
There's just a playlist that pops up.
On that note, all right, we've got our PSA.
All right, how are you going to segue this one?
How am I going to segue this one?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Just love driving, and, you know, this weekend was full of a lot of drinking, though.
So. Yeah, that's true. So, hey, guys, remember, don't drink and drive. On February 9th, 2014, a drunk driver headed the wrong way down a Southern California freeway, crashed and killed 6 people, including her own sister. Patrick, do you want to finish it? Uh-huh. Take us home. Run us the extra mile.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Seriously, drinking and
driving. Public service message from WMFOM for Tufts Educational Radio. We're educational now, Patrick. Yeah.
We are education. That's a first.
That's a first.
Drinking driving's messed up thing to do.
Yeah.
Don't do it. At all.
This has been a PSA.
Like, PSA from me personally.
This has been a federally mandated. This has been a federally mandated PSA.
What a night.
What a night. It's been crazy.
Temperature out.
It is.
I wore a short sleeve shirt and sweatpants. It was great.
See, okay, I felt a little overdressed. I was wearing a down jacket. But, like, thanks to global warming, we get these really, really nice nights. I feel like we've taken up enough of the time for not being able to play music or to talk about any of the things that I would have wanted to talk about coming into it.
We can do a nice little preview of what might come next.
That's true, we could.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, okay, also, Patrick.
Yes.
I actually have a question. Would you like to come next time?
It depends on everything else that's happening.
That's fair.
I would love to, but I might have a lot of things to do. And things at 4 generally don't work with the other things I have to do.
That's fair. That's fair. In any case, though, so this is going to generally be a show just about things that I've found that I enjoy and that, like, bring me joy, bring me happiness. And so one of the things that is sort of eclectic, I guess, that I've chosen to talk about, which was a really bad choice in retrospect for this one, was video game soundtracks and the artists behind them. And so I'll be talking about, like, Night Margin and Darren Korb, and soundtracks in general, I guess, because I'm also going to be talking about Griffin McElroy and his work on The Adventure Zone. And then also Patrick gave me a song to play.
I mean, it's just one of the songs from video games that I found I really enjoyed from one of my favorite games of all time. And it's up there in terms of songs that I just love. And I think when you're playing, like, a video game especially, and there's a lot of just music in the background, and that can tend to make or break a game. So, it's a very integral part of video games, and it's, like, a source of music a lot of people don't think about. So it was an interesting topic.
Are you going to say the name of the game, or is that for to keep a secret?
I'll say it was Assassin's Creed 2. Best Assassin's Creed game. Shout out to Assassin's Creed, by the way.
Shout out to Ubisoft, yeah.
I think it wasn't Ubisoft Montreal that made that one, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, you can probably guess this song if you know anything about the Assassin's Creed, the earlier ones. But it's a good one, is what I'll say.
It's great. I've actually listened to it a couple of times now since you told me about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we'll let you get back to your regularly automated programming. And yeah, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, it is Halloween.
It is Halloween as of like now. Yeah.
Candy time.
Candy time.
I hope Dunkin' Donuts is open.
I really hope Dunkin' Donuts is open. All right. So I'll bring you guys back to the music, and I hope that you have a great night.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Or good morning, I should say.
Yeah. a buddy and a model for a day. I'm in your private jet, seats are leather clad. You live in blissful ignorance of a world that's going mad. Welcome to the 1%. You got women, song, and wine. It don't matter how much you spend, cause brother, you're doing fine. You made it to that 1%. Still, you're wanting more. Your house, it is a golden pen with locks on every.
Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Oh,
And hey, so surprisingly, we're back. We are back because I finally got myself to be able to log into Spinatron. It's great, which means that we can actually play you that music that we were talking about. So that last one was Little Root Town. It's a cover of a song from Pokemon Ruby, which was one of the first games that I'd ever played, and one where I felt the music really drew a huge, a really detailed picture of the world, and really helped draw me into the whole story. And it's something that I've always enjoyed. So I thought I'd start with that one.
Don't hate me, but I've never played in a Pokemon.
Oh, it's totally fine.
I feel terrible.
A, you totally should, but yeah. B, no, it's cool. It's totally fine.
I know. I watched the show.
Ah, that'd do it, though.
I never played games. I don't know. I never, I had a Game Boy and everything. I played Kirby, the one with the mirror.
Oh, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror. Yeah, yeah, that's a really great game. I should have honestly put some of the music from that in here.
I don't remember the music because I was just on the Game Boy.
So really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was super good. Okay, that said, now that I'm able to play music, the show is about halfway done. So I'm probably not going to be able to get to all of the artists that I wanted to get to earlier. But I'll try to get to as many as I possibly can. Up first is Night Margin. So Night Margin has been working in like both video game art and music for a while now. Their one of their more famous games is One Shot. And we'll be listening to two songs from the One-Shot OST. Library Nap is the first one, and the second one is the song from the trailer. Both of which are sort of moody and atmospheric, but still, in a way, upbeat. So I hope that you enjoy them, and we'll see you after the songs. So that was Night Margin. And then also you heard a little snippet of the next song because I'm very new to this, so it's okay.
It was totally intentional.
It was very intentional. So up next is Darren Korb. Darren Korb is the sound designer for Supergiant Games. He's created some absolutely incredible soundtracks for Bastion, Transistor, and the most recent game, Pyre, which I played pretty much nonstop from start to finish.
It was kind of scary.
Well, no, Kate, see, it's actually, it's not as bad as Transistor. I played Transistor the whole game from start to finish in one uninterrupted 8-hour setting. And then, yeah, no, it was...
It's impressive, honestly.
Well, interrupted only for food, I suppose. But, yeah, no, it all of Supergiant's games are super, super wonderful. And I'm just... They nail the, like, sense of scale of the world and the emotion and the weight of your actions and all of that. And it's really, really super great. And the soundtrack really, really, really helps. And so up next by Darren Korb are the songs Knights of the Sea and Vagrant Song. And then actually a third one, The Spine, which features Ashley Barrett. The latter two are going to be lyrical, so it's a little bit of a change of pace because you don't often see that in independently developed games. So I'll go ahead and start it because we are running out of time. So here we go.
scuttled her foe. The doomed ship still resides. The Titan met her end on its prow, forsaken by tides. In death she leaves her stain on the place. The tempest never dies. Her final throes and shivers and shakes. A thousand years gone by.
And we're back. So up next is a song that I don't have much history with, but that Patrick has a lot, so I'll let him introduce it.
That's pressure.
But, it's pressure, but like it's also no pressure because we have like 9 people listening.
Shout out to you 9 people.
Yeah, shout out to you 9 people.
By the way, it's me saying 9 is in the number.
Okay, wait. Also, you really gotta like eat that mic. You just gotta...
It?
Yeah, get okay. Like right up in it.
So, if you've played Assassin's Creed 2, you probably know the song. It's called Ezio's Family. It's kind of the main theme for the game. It's pretty much in the opening title, like you do an opening beat bit, and there's incredible dialogue between Ezio, the main character, and his brother. And
do you remember? Because I've got it written down.
I do remember. It's Ezio's brother Lorenzo. After you like climb up to the top of some church in the middle of Florence, and you're looking on an incredible view of the city, and he says, "It's a good life we live, brother." And he says, "It is the best. May it never change." And Lorenzo says, "And may it never change us." And it fades to an incredible transition of like pan up a view of the city at night, and the logo appears, and it just sets the mood for the entire game. It's a very good song, and something I've listened to. Just it's hype but very chill at the same time.
It's very nostalgic.
Yeah, extremely nostalgic. Because the song plays every now and then throughout the game while you're playing, so it really brings you back into the game when you hear it. And also, if you're hearing it for the first time, it's something very interesting that you can maybe make you want to pick up the game because it's an incredible game. So
awesome. Anything else, sir?
I think that's it.
All
the
right.
Music speak for itself.
And without further ado, then, here is Ezio's Family by Jesper Kidd off of the Assassin's 2 OST, Assassin's Creed 2 OST.
play the game. It's incredible.
Play the game? I will, I promise. I need to still get it and play it. I haven't played much Assassin's Creed at all, honestly, but I've liked what I have played.
What you should play.
If I only play one, that's the one?
It was my first one, so you could honestly start with two. It was great.
Awesome.
So,
okay. The next song, or the next artist, because after playing this artist, we will both have already left. I've got enough music to carry us over into the next hour. Or I guess I will briefly pop on, because it's mandated that we say it's WMFO in Medford, because it's WMFO in Medford, between 55 and the hour. So, but yeah, up next is Griffin McElroy. You may know him from all of his various shows on YouTube, or for his work with My Brother, My Brother and Me, and with The Adventure Zone, two really wonderful podcasts. Or his podcast Wonderful, which is in and of itself by necessity a wonderful podcast. He makes some really, really cool music, and he incorporates a lot of synth, which is really nice. I hadn't actually heard a lot of synth music that I had enjoyed previous to this, so it was a nice change of pace. And I should really start playing the music now so that I can get in a couple of songs before we have to get going. So with that, I'll sign off for now. I hope you have a wonderful night and a wonderful day, and I hope your Halloween brings you some happiness.
And candy.
That's the most important part. And candy. More importantly, candy, yeah. All right. Final shout out is to you, listener, all 10 of you.
Final shout outs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Patrick, do you have a final shout out?
Oh, no. You can't put me on the spot like that.
All right.
So, no.
All right. Well, we'll see you later then. You're listening to WMFO Medford, your local Tufts freeform radio station. Up, that was No Dogs on the Moon, and up next is The Royal Beasts, again by Griffin McElroy.
Thank you.